because you can handle the truth.
Evening, wherever you be in the world. This is Ralph Kermit Winterroad II with the Ralph Winterroad Show. And I am happy to state that I am not sure what anybody would be doing Internal Revenue criminal junk. I am going to be talking today. It's amazing how simple it gets when you get to the real core of the truth. I'm going to be offering on thumb drives the stuff that I see in Westlaw. I figured out how to get it down. Here we are. This is Ralph Kermit Winterroad II with the Ralph Winterroad Show. About a minute or two late here getting started. Had to stop and get diesel fuel. I've learned something with diesels. Do not run out of diesel fuel. And didn't have enough money to get it filled, so I finally got enough money to get my tank filled. So we're good to go there. Interesting. It just keeps coming. It just keeps getting better and better. There's no reason to be doing the Internal Revenue criminals. There's no reason. I'm going to get to it a little bit later here, but Ted down in Florida came up with an amazing thing that I had missed. I do miss stuff. It's hard to believe, huh? My own stuff, and I still missed it. But that's all right. I listen to people that send me stuff. And I just cannot believe everything that I see today is out to destroy our culture, our republic, and it's a war on Christians. I just can't believe it. I mean, everything, almost without exception, especially if it has anything to do with dementia, Comrade Biden and Comrade Harris, and all the idiots, absolute idiots, their lies. There's, of course, people don't, I guess I don't understand, if you have no facts and a lie, you sure as a heck aren't going to arrive using any logic. You need facts to have logic. They just lie, flat out lie. I mean, unbelievable. And everybody's so proud to get this vaccine. It ain't even a vaccine, mRNA. Modify your DNA. Oh, that's what I really wanted to do. And doesn't anybody check that the trials, 3, 6, 9 months later in animals, they were dying and all kinds of diseases, and now they're finding out that young teenage boys are having all kinds of heart problems, and there's over 4,000 deaths and hundreds of thousands of reactions, and just get it on, man. We gotta have our vaccine. Well, if you want to die, if you want to have one hell of a health problem, get the vaccine. And you get your little star or whatever they're putting on and put that on. Oh, man, I got my shots. I volunteered to die or get sick. Free, frank speech, F-R-A-N-K speech. Dr. Tenpenny has been on there with stuff, and Dr. Milkovich. These are people that know what's going on. This is their world. And there, if they do not get the vaccine, don't take those long nose swabs. Do not do it. Because it will come and bite you in the butt. Very few will escape. I just can't believe it. And the thing is, it was nothing more than a flu to begin with, a certain type of flu. But of course, it was an engineered thing. Anybody that can't believe that China gal that was over there in China said that they intentionally released it. It was a bioweapon. She was there, man, working with them. You couldn't go anywhere in China, but you could hop on an airplane and go anywhere in the world? Are we like stupid or what? Oh, we can't say that, though. We can't say that. We can't say the real truth anymore. Everything is watered down, or we just can't talk about it. I just find it hard to believe how crazy the world has become. It's almost like, are we headed to Revelations, where you're going to throw up your hands, because everything is just unbelievable. It's kind of like the Matrix. The machines have taken over. These people. And this Dr. Shiva, it's unbelievable what he's discovered. In Massachusetts, he was running, and he discovered that our 50 governments, 50 state secretaries of election, or secretary, whoever does the election in the states, and there's another organization, have partnered with Twitter. And they issue orders to Twitter. Twitter is the puppet. That doesn't mean that they're all their stuff is, but unbelievable. They're taking our governments, what we think is our government, is working against us. Just violate freedom of speech, especially political speech. And when you can shut up the President of the United States, you know we're in trouble. And of course, they're using the racist type thing to divide our country, like the Bolsheviks did in Germany. They were hated, really, but they ended up in power. We got the two worst people almost in the world sitting in a White House, or they're somewhere in a simulated White House. The most powerful man in the world's got dementia. He can't even put sentences together. And Kamala Harris, she's so far in over her head, she has not a clue. Oh, comrade, the only thing she's good at is getting down on her back. Run your legs. I mean, that's how she got anywhere in California with Brown and them. They don't hide it. And she puts her finger in the air and says, well, which way is the wind blowing today? She can't even, her logic. There's no, of course, she's lying, so there's no logic. But she can't even tell good lies. So she's got that silly, goofy laugh. You just want to get around and swap her one, or slap her one. I mean, it's just unbelievable. Watching somebody like that. I don't know. But I tell you what, I think it's a great time to be alive. I'm with Mike Lindell. If things hadn't got so far out of line, we wouldn't know. They've been running our country for decades, folks. We think we've been electing people. I've been wondering about Alaska, how we never get rid of the judges. Nobody likes them, but always by 52 or 55%. This barely squeaked by. Of course, when I did all the research, I found out that we don't even have a judicial system in Alaska. We don't have one, folks. They moved it to the Alaska Bar in 1974, renamed the courts and everything with definitions, and everybody signed up for it. There's no judicial system at all. You can't make this stuff up. And I've been going over to this big lake with these Republicans over there, and I talk a little bit, and then, well, we know we can do it. Well, let's move on. If you don't have a judicial system, you're done. We don't have no rule of law. Nobody's prosecuting anything. Everything's out of, no matter what is going on, you can steal, you can threaten people like old Biden. You don't give me that $1 billion or fire him, I'm going to withhold $1 billion quid pro quo and nothing happens. Hunter Biden, a crook of the highest degree, nothing happens. All those FISA reports. No, the judges there haven't done a damn thing. All their phony and fuck. We got a phony FISA things. We got the head of the FBI, Ray. He's as crooked as they come. Nothing to see here, folks. Our agencies are infiltrated beyond belief. That deep state, I just can't believe how far it is. Clear down into these little pissy-anny cities and stuff, like Wasilla or like Palmer over here. And they're a bunch of cowards. Where is the backbone to fight? Where is the backbone to fight? I don't get it. I just really don't. I just, where would you find anybody today, very few, the Declaration of Independence that says we mutually pledge to each other our lives, fortunes, and sacred honor? 56 men did that, and most of them were very wealthy, very powerful, and they knew they were committing treason. As far as England, they would be killed, they would lose their fortunes. They did it. And we pissed it away. We did. You and me. We're all guilty. What are we going to fight? I have totally debunked the IRS enough to this. There is no reason to be doing that. But anyway, with Dr. Shiva, he has a lawsuit in Massachusetts. He has a webpage, Win Back Freedom. He's looking for people just to even donate a dollar, just to get on board, to let people know. Twitter is being, there's four books. I downloaded them. They're in the law. I validated. They're in the lawsuit. The Election Influence Operations Playbooks 1 and 2. For state and local elections officials, a state and a local election cyber security playbook, and the election cyber incident communications coordinations guide. This is their playbook, and he's got them highlighted. They're doing it, folks. They're screwing us right out in the open. And have you heard this before? I bet not. I hadn't the last week. I couldn't believe it. Our governments, They're not really governments. See, there are no state governments today. How do we know that? How can I prove it? So simple. The National Voter Registration Act of 1993 makes everything a strictly federal office. End of story. There are no elections for state offices, period. Well, if you don't have elections for them, I'm going to find out how in the holy heck you're going to have a state officer. You can't. And that 185-ALR-255, if you haven't got it, you email me. You ought to take a look at it. There's so many places where they tell us what they're doing. They say, oh, you can have elections for state offices, but nobody's doing it. You go look in Pacer, which is 10 cents a page. Anybody can sign up for it. These states, they don't sign up as one of the several states. They sign up as a sovereign state of the United States. Really? I'm sorry, of the United States of America. The sovereign state of the United States of America. I thought we had a union within the government of the United States. I mean, that's what the Constitution's all about. No, no. So what do these lawyers know? Are they just taught this or doing it out of rote? There's a lot of them are dumber than rocks. I guarantee you, they don't have a clue. We still haven't got our writ of certiorari delivered. It was mailed on May 29th, and it still hasn't made it to the Supreme Court. With issues that have never been brought to the Supreme Court in decades. In 1960 and 1980, two courts ruled. United States District Courts, which were established in 1948. Judicial power of a district court. Judicial power is something of a government. Judicial power of a district court? What's the government? Article 3 in the Constitution says judicial power of the United States, prepositional phrase, of the United States. These are an article, the single government. So what is judicial power of a district court? They tell us. The judge is representing the court, and the court is under the plenary power of Congress. They print it, folks. And those cases have never been anywhere in any appellate court. Till the Moonies, we brought it up in the Federal Circuit Court of Appeals at the last minute when I found them, and they said, oh, we're not going to look at those old cases. We can't look at it. We can't see that. So we're not going to comment. And in their brief, you learn to put judicial power of the United States and those things in quotation marks. They said the Moonies are complaining, but they never give an answer because they can't. That's how to shut these lying suckers up. Put it in quotation marks. They got nothing to say. No, you shut them up. They don't say what the judicial power of the district court is. There are no constitutional courts in America today except the Supreme Court. From 1953 to 1982, the Court of Claims was actually a modified Article 3 court. They did away with it in 1982 and made it an Article 1. Just like tax court. Why do we have a tax court? Do you ever wonder why? It's so obvious when you see it. I looked at some of the research that I had done, and I had done some research clear back in 2005, and I had the damn answers right in my right there. I didn't know what to do with it. I didn't know what to do. I'd found some stuff. I said, boy, this is good, but I didn't know what to do with it. Why do now? Why do we have a tax court? You know how you can shut a tax court down? It's so simple. Why do we have a tax court in existence? They tell us to go to the tax court. What do we have to do to get into the tax court? You, back in a minute.
Folks, we're living in a world the likes of which we've never perceived any clearer than we do now. The plan for global governance has been in the works for generations and would have likely been achieved by now but for the fact that the globalists left open their Achilles heel. With all their tools, Federal Reserve System, fiat currency, No Child Left Behind, and then Common Core education introduced to our schools to dumb us down, vaccines, pharmaceuticals to lobotomize us, GMO foods, insertion of compromised or bought and paid for politicians, judges, mainstream media propaganda, all pieced together like a puzzle designed to ultimately bring the world under submission. But with all their strategy, they forgot one thing: knowledge. And knowledge is power. With knowledge, their bombardment is nullified. Folks, with that, as brilliant and knowledgeable as you've become, among the wisest audience of any radio audience in the world, and you are, I want you to take a moment to reflect and ask yourself, how much of that knowledge did I obtain from Republic Broadcasting Network? How high has my consciousness been raised since I've been a listener? How fast am I now able to discriminate truth from fake news by being a Republic Broadcasting listener? How clear am I now able to see the world since I've been listening to RBN? Ask yourselves those questions, folks. Then ask yourself, what is that knowledge worth to me? Like my morning coffee, how would I survive without it? A voice of truth in a sea of lies. Do we not all need to make sure it survives? Like public broadcasting, we are now finding we can only survive with listener support. Censorship, advertisers being attacked, truth itself being attacked. It's the only way through this. We at Republic Broadcasting humbly ask you to become a supporter. Look at your budget and make a determination of what Republic Broadcasting is worth to you and what you can afford on a monthly basis. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and pledge 20, 30, 40, 50, if possible, 100 a month or more if it's affordable. Click the donate button and become a regular monthly donor. Assure both us and yourself that Republic Broadcasting truth will continue to flow like that morning coffee. The network thanks you.
What would you say if I told you we have a new tool that will increase production and lower maintenance costs for your meat processing company, and it would pay for itself in just 6 weeks?
When pigs fly!
The new EaseOff Model EZ4 replaces old spring-style carcass droppers and is faster, safer, and more reliable. The EaseOff lowers or lifts 1,000 pounds to or from your rail automatically using our remote control.
Sounds expensive. Can I afford it?
Can you afford not to try the EaseOff? It installs fast with just 3 bolts in place of your current dropper. The effortless operation will reduce fatigue and injuries, speed up your line, eliminate downtime, and increase profit.
How can I order my EaseOff?
Go to EaseOff.com, EazeOff.com, and hurry, because we are offering $200 off on the new EZ4 for a limited time. EaseOff.com. We make pigs fly. Cows, too. EaseOff LLC, Summersville, Missouri, 417-932-6419.
Well, we're back. And again, why do we have tax court? How can this thing survive literally for decades? How can that be? Because it absolutely, it's incontrovertible. You have to have a notice of deficiency to get into tax court. Guaranteed, they kick it back like a jurisdiction. I noticed a deficiency, and the definition of deficiency is 26 CFR. I think it's 6211 and 6212, if memory serves me right. The 301 regs. Housekeeping. Supreme Court said, why are nothing? They have no application. Chrysler v. Brown in about 7 or 8 cases in the Federal Circuit Court of Appeals. A housekeeping regulation is strictly internal. It creates no obligation, nothing to do with you or me. So why is the tax court here after decades? Does nobody know what a 301 reg is? They don't hide it. They just don't tell you where it is. I guess that's hiding. They don't tell the whole truth. They never do. They lie. Because what they do is they use statutes. And they have no authority to use a statute. I don't know. I've had a lot of people having trouble with understanding that. We're going to go over that again today because it has application to all these agencies. Congress makes statutes. Agencies make regulations. Period. Federal Register Act mandates if you are any type of an agency, executive agency, commissioner, whatever flavor in that administrative world, you shall, if it has general applicability and legal effect, it shall be in the Federal Register, and if it's not there, I don't got notice, and we're done. And if it is there, everybody's got to take judicial notice, because that's a whole new area of nonsense. But they put it in. Everybody's got to take judicial notice. What's that mean? That means that's the rule of law. Or it's like the Ten Commandments. This is what you shall use and take notice. You can't not use it. Standard of review, another word for it. Just that simple. Imagine the tax court. Notice a deficiency and everybody runs to the tax court. I've been there myself. Been there, done it. Ralph, what were you thinking? Ignorance. I made him try to take judicial notice. That's when I finally started to say, well, you know what? Keep doing the same thing over and over, getting the same result. Must be something wrong with what I'm doing here, you think? That was Nick's out of Florida when I figured that out. Tax court has no reason to be in existence. Period. I wouldn't even want to guess how many hundreds of thousands of cases go there a year. I don't have any idea. Be a good little boy. Be a good little taxpayer. Be a good little slave and run off to tax court. And then you find out, they don't have jurisdiction. Oh boy, I got them now. Except that they come out with their decision under code, which is worthless piece of paper, because it doesn't address the thing. The only thing they can address is regulations, and they don't talk about it. So you think you got something when you got the code section says we don't have jurisdiction under 6211 or 6212. You got an empty piece of paper. Because they haven't said anything. They don't have any jurisdiction to use code. So then you go to the United States District Court, and they ignore it because it's worthless piece of paper. You're talking smoke. And they ignore it. You say, well, how can they ignore that? Boy, there's nothing in it. Yeah, there's nothing there. We're talking about the nothing. We have a belief system. Well, it must be true. That's what they're using. No, they're liars. Absolute liars. Can you believe this? How God is the tax court? Just stop and think about that. That damn thing's been around for, I don't know, for to change the names back in the 20s or something. Every year, people run off to that thing. Lawyers run off to it. Do they not know? Are they that stupid? Are they that all? I think most of them are stupid. In that, the Supreme Court of the United States, I looked, there was only three cases involving the IRS in a year and a half, and some of it had a little bit of regulation stuff, and the people were pleading that were clueless. Big law firm, clueless to what's going on. I said, where did these guys go to school? Well, I got the first year law school book that they use. They don't talk about this. Chrysler, they talk about, not Chrysler, Reed Brown. What's the other one? I'll think of it in a minute. Nonsense. They don't talk the truth. They leave it out. Well, these lawyers aren't even learning it.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Tired of being lied to by mass media? It's growing more and more apparent today that news is received less and less through standard media outlets. Even with a growing audience every day, RBN is beginning to direct more efforts into social media. Social media and the use of the internet is fast becoming the primary source of people for news, regardless of demographic. RBN has set out to provide some of the best news on the internet through republicbroadcasting.org and also has begun to use the tools to our advantage by way of social media. Republic Broadcasting is now operating a Facebook page to function as yet another avenue to have our collective voice reach new audiences across not only America, but across the globe as well. The Facebook page features not only news, but also an RBN player to listen to our broadcast. Get involved by visiting facebook.com/republicbroadcasting and liking our page and share it with your friends and family, because you can handle the truth.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
For over 20 years now, Extendivite has proven time and again, it really works. Here is a testimonial from Amazon.com. I received an arterial switch at birth. In my mid-20s, I started getting slight runs of NSVT. Nothing too serious, but enough to cause worry. I started taking Extendivite a little over 2 years ago, and it helped cut the palpitations and NSVT down drastically. This isn't a cure-all supplement. I strongly recommend a good diet and exercise to aid in any heart troubles you may be having, and I strongly recommend giving Extendivite a try. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a two-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Well, we're back here. Like I say, when you start to see some of this, I don't know what to say. Just shake your head. How could this be in America, this screwed up for this long, and nobody's done anything about it? I couldn't believe it. There's no reason to be in tax court. It's easy. Notice of deficiency is 301 reg, and we're done. Ball game over. What did Ted in Florida come up with? He said, Ralph, did you know 7805 is a 301 rig? I says, you got to be kidding me. The statutory authority for all rules, all regulations for the Internal Revenue criminals is under 26 USC 7805. And 7805 is a part 301 reg. It's housekeeping. Their only authority in the world of the Federal Register to make regulations is a 301 reg. They are absolutely D-O-N-E done. And what I found out in that, I haven't had the time because I've had some other, got a lot of other commitments. I started looking at some of the Federal Register publications and the withholding agent, and that stuff is in there. And then I said, well, I wonder if the definitions of the IRS, 26 USC 7701, oh, yeah, there are a whole ton of them. Really? See, how many did I find? Let's see, let me type that in. I could not believe it. I said, gee, many Christmas. The IRS is toast, man. Let me get around to a word search here real quick. And 26, CFR 301.7701, quotation marks. And let's see. Okay, I didn't come up with anything here. I'm in the wrong place. Well, that'll do it every time. Anyway, they're there. I couldn't believe it. And Social Security is there. Social Security number. Goes back to, I think it's in chapter 21 and 24 for subtitle C, which is wages. It's the only reason to have a Social Security number. And I said, gee, money, Christmas. This is like a blow them out of the water. 7805. Because you see, in 1960, they published all of the what's called Part 1 income tax regs. The only authority is 7805. There was no proposed, no final rule, no comment. It's all smoke and mirrors nonsense. 1967, they published republished all of the Part 301 regs. Same authority, 7805, which is the 301 reg. How can you have something that the authority is the... You're publishing something when the only authority is in the thing you're publishing. You can't make this up. And there are all kinds of remedies now we have. But look, there's no tax court. It's a lie. And this appeal nonsense, it's a lie. Total, easily, blew out of the water lie. I am going to make it available. It won't be available for a little while yet, but for $100 a thumbnail drive with all of this stuff that what I see in Westlaw, with all of these statutes and all this stuff with the notes of decision and stuff, so you can see it yourself, all of it, even though you don't have Westlaw. You can check it out yourself. Read it yourself. Don't blame me. It's their stuff. I love writing out what these SOBs print. What's even crazier that I'm seeing is they get around with these definitions of 7701 or like 7805. Some of the authority is an executive order. Well, executive order is El Presidente. I don't care who he is. Unless he has a specific delegation authority, he can't do a damn thing. And if he puts it under 301, it's a housekeeping regulated story. It's over. And the authority is 5 U.S.C. 301 for housekeeping. And you can go in notes of decision. They say, yeah, it's housekeeping reg. Or they also call them interpretive regs. They interpret what it means for their own little zombies. Who the hell cares? And their zombies don't even know this stuff. They don't know it. We found that out in Thornton's case in Minnesota. He's since wandered off the farm, but it happened. But it's called an inquisition. They have you out in books and records. Do you know what books and records is? It's a Part 301 reg. Why the hell would I show up for that? Have you used that as a defense? No. But you go there. And I had a lot of specific questions I'd written up. They don't even know subtitle A, B, C, D, and E, F. They don't know those. He even asked, can I see your notes? I don't know what you're talking about. Subtitle A is income tax. Subtitle C is wages. F is procedures. They're kind of important. B is estate. They don't even know what you're talking about. They have no idea. And they're using today the Star Chamber courts and our federal courts and state courts. And they're... We saw it in that case up there in Minnesota. Clear and convincing evidence for his civil legal standard. Thornton lost. He went out, got his wife out of it, and he came back and The judge, there was no open sworn testimony evidence in that court. And she found clear and convincing evidence. Based on what? What they do, you will see that in all these cases, you'll see it in criminal and civil, they do declarations. 1776, 28, 17, 46. That's the only evidence, affidavits or declaration. They don't do affidavits, they do declarations. They won't do, you will never see a government person use a regular state stuff for an affidavit, a notary. They don't do it. They always use declarations. No sworn testimony in a court, and it's clear and convincing evidence, the highest standard for legal, not a preponderance of evidence, a much lower standard. No. You just say, well, how does this happen? And they do it every day. They've been doing it for decades and getting away with it. It's shocking. Then I did a list of all of the Part 301 regs, and then I 706 appearances, and a lot of some of them aren't even in Title 26. I did a word search on 26 CFRs. I don't know how to do that. 706 appearances. So let's see. We can't go to tax court. They have to have a notice of deficiency. Somebody's got to be able to tell you that you owe. It's an implied in law contract, which I've talked about before. It's where I volunteer to be obligated to you, but the IRS has no obligation to come back. And it's also under the definition of subject to, definition in the 14th. Subject to, that's the most common definition used. I volunteer. I want to be obligated. I want to be a slave to Congress. God, I just feel so good when I'm under their wing. And they don't have any obligation to me at all. That's called an implied in the law contract, one way only. And they're done thousands, hundreds of thousands of times a year. And they don't tell us that. But now let's see. If we were in a, I'm going to go next hour, I'm going to go some of the attack, because I'm getting tired of being on the defensive with these suckers. I want to attack. Time to go after them. But anyway, assessment. Well, you got to have an assessment so you know how much the money is. The notice of deficiency is one way. Well, then we got to have assessments. That's a 301 reg. 6203. That's assessable. Well, wait a minute. So, well, you can't assess how much I owe. You can't even notice me that you think I owe money. Are we having a problem here? Then you go to collections. 6331. Notice, levy, distrait. That's a 301 reg. So you can't collect anything. You're out of the collection business. I looked at one the other day, or a different one, where they did a writ of execution, and it come under the United States as a corporation, collection agency stuff. Title 20, I couldn't believe it. That's unbelievable. And when you finally see the con, it's just so easy to blow this stuff out of the water. And there's no set way they do it. I mean, they're all over the place. Well, let's see. We can't do a deficiency that I might owe. We can't do an assessment that I do owe. You can't do a lien, levy, and distraint and come from my stuff. Let's see. What else can't you do? Oh, notices of federal tax lien. You can't put that in a county record because that's a 301 reg. So where's your authority to be putting that in my county record? Duh. How about tax evasion? 7201. That's a crime. The first essential element, there are three. One of them is there has to be a notice of deficiency. There is no notice of deficiency that you can have because it's a 301 reg. You have to have all of the essential elements of a crime to have a crime. They don't tell you that. Got a great book that was done by Westlaw for up in Minnesota. they found Rappert had several essential elements, and the guy, Senek, he helped draft it, and we had a bench trial, but he wouldn't let him bring the law in. And they only found him guilty of one essential element, and in the damn book that he helped draft, there was like three or four essential elements, and they weren't there. And they found him guilty. But we didn't have the book then. Didn't know. I knew there was something rotten in Denmark. They're getting away with this, folks. Because we don't know. And these lawyers, most of them are crookeder than a hubs of heck. Can't trust them. Not very many. So let's see. If I'm in the IRS, I can't do a deficiency. That's 301 housekeeping. Can't do an assessment. Can't collect on it with this lien levy and all that nonsense. You can't put it in the public record. So what's some of the other games they play? 1099 is one of the good ones. It's a little harder to break. It took me about 20 minutes today to see what they're doing. I've got to light it all out because it's a little more difficult. What they do is they will put like a 301 reg, like 6041, and say go over to Part 1 income tax, a Part 1 reg. So you will see a 26 CFR 1 point something, like 6041-3-4-5. Or you can debunk those things by going down in the Federal Register and seeing what they're doing, and you can just search on 553. You'll never find the APA in anything. There's two ways they do it, formal, informal. The formal is they say we're going to do it in a proposed final rule. They never do that. Can't. They always try to hide it on the informal. Unacceptable, inapplicable, and not in the public interest. And those things are all about impeding, stopping them, because they also have to state what the emergency is. And they never do because there isn't one. Why is it taking all these years to get to this stuff? I don't know. I've chased my tail. Been doing this a long time. Like I say, when you find out, keep going around in the code, you finally figure out, well, Ralph, it says right in the Federal Register, it's got to be a Federal Register. That's what they do. Why didn't I? It's not hard to see. It says general applicability, legal effect. All agencies shall do it. That's the only place they can speak. It's in the Federal Register, just like Congress can only do their code nonsense. They can't do regulations. They can authorize a very limited delegation, which they never do. I've never seen one. There's probably some out there. But unless Congress does a very limited saying, you can make a regulation on wearing masks on airplanes or something, then CDC could do it. Same thing applies to a comrade Biden. They do the same thing for the president. It has to be a very limited delegation. I haven't seen one. But there's no emergency. What's the emergency? They just ignore it. How have they been getting away with this? You cannot tell, other than with the IRS, if it's a 301 reg, it's housekeeping interpretive, 601 is procedure. Supreme Court says they can lie out their butt on for their procedures. They don't have to follow it. If it's a Part 1 reg, you're going to have to go down and look in the Federal Register publications. If it's a Part 31, you have to go down there and look too. But what kind of law exists that I can't look at it and say it's a law, it has force and effect of law, or it does not? You cannot tell by most regulations, unless it's a Part 30. The IRS makes it easy. If they say it's 301 or 601, you know that they're done. Most other ones aren't. They aren't like that. But you just go to the Federal Register and you search on 553. 5 USA 553 for a substantive reg in the Administrative Procedures Act. And you will find, oh, we're not going to do it. Why? Because they can't. They always say, well, for a good cause. And that good cause is?
Ladies and gentlemen, J.R. Moore here. We have a special promotion going on at Republic Broadcasting. This is a fundraiser for Republic Broadcasting involving the Energy Planner. Mail me a postcard. My address is at my website at thelibertyman.com. We pick a postcard every other Thursday. When your postcard is drawn out, you get to buy an Energy Planner for $215 instead of $285, $70 discount. $200 goes to Republic Broadcasting. You also get a 10% discount on my mattress pads. So get those postcards in, put your name, your telephone number, your email address on there, and when your postcard is drawn, you get to get an energy cleaner for $215 instead of $285. Mattress pads, 10% off. Help us out at Republic Broadcasting and help yourself to get an energy cleaner at a deep discount. It's a win-win situation for everybody. We hope you can get these postcards in soon. Thank you very much.
Hey, honey, I'm home. I grabbed a newspaper on the way home. Look at all the news today.
Don't you know that all you're going to get in the newspaper is propaganda, twisted news, and false information?
Honey, this is a national newspaper. It has to be true.
Ha! For some reason, the majority of the population believe anything the mainstream media tells them. The newspaper doesn't give out the important attention of what's happening to this country and news that affects our daily lives. Say, does that newspaper mention anything about the North American Union?
No, not that I can see.
I didn't think so. You need to go to www.newswithviews.com, where truth is more important than political correctness. That's www.newswithviews.com. Hey, don't throw that away. We can use that in the birdcage.
Okay, move over. Let me start reading newswithviews.com.
The truth? Read all about it at newswithviews.com. Newswithviews.com, where reality shatters illusion.
Here at Republic Broadcasting Network, we have been building our online store. Well, we have been focusing on bringing you the best talk show host in the country. Here at Republic Broadcasting Network, we also want our listeners to have products they can use every day and in times of emergency. We have added new products each week to our store. Your support of this network, plus products at the best prices, is a win-win situation. Check out our new store. Go to our website, republicbroadcasting.org, and click on the online store located at the top of our website. Together, we can continue to grow RBN and help our listeners prepare for the future. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and click on our online store or call us.
800-724-2719, extension 3. 800-724-2719, extension 3.
What I'm amazed at is all of the stuff. It's like I was looking at a complaint of somebody's. And they talk about the convinced pursuant to 26 U.S.C. 7401. What would if there's a regulation for that? Let me just type it in here. Let's just type in 26 CFR. Section 301.7401. Let's see if it exists. I'll be darned. Authorization. No civil action or collection or recovery of taxes unless the commissioner or the chief counsel for the Internal Revenue authorizes and sanctions and the Attorney General, his delegate, directs action. There's a 301 reg for tax authorization. Oh, wow. I wonder if there's a 7403. I don't know if there's a 7403 or not. That's the other one that they're using here. Let's see if there's one of that. It probably is. Well, I'll be darned. Action to enforce a lien or subject to property to payment of tax. Really? Oh, that's hard to believe. Their authority for the indictment or for the civil case here to get your stuff, they're both 301 regs. And it's talking about the liens, they're 301 regs. The assessments, 301. The deficiencies, 301. Why are you guys talking about something that doesn't have any bearing? And then they come in with the United States District Court and nobody wants to challenge. Established technically in 1948, 28 U.S.C., 132C, judicial power of a district court. The judge represents the court's under the control of Congress. Absolute control of Congress. That's where I want to go, boy. So the judge in Rio, he's an extension of Congress because it's in Article 1, Section 8, Clause 9. It is what's called a legislative court, and they print it, folks. I'm not making it up. And nobody is bringing this up except the Moonies in an appellate court since 1960 or 1980. You know how many years that is? A tax court. That damn thing's been around since back in the 40s or something. Notice the deficiency. And it's still here. And everybody goes in there and goes, yippity-yap, yippity-yap, yippity-yak, and comes out with nothing. It's so easily defeated. If you know what to do. Go to the IRS homepage and search on Part 301 or subsidy regs. Wonder why they don't want to talk about those. And we got tons of 706 301 regs in the IRS. I think it's kind of important. Then I went in and looked. I think it was 24. Let's see. I'll have to look and see here. I went in. I was back in 1967. When they republished all of those, I got to bring it up and take a look at it here again, bring up Title 26. The jurisdiction of the United States District Court is in Title 26301. It's a 301 reg. The court is a 301 authority. They've since moved it out into Title 26. I think about 1980, all of a sudden they did a little... I've researched that out. They just kind of, I don't know. What can I say? Back in a minute.
Homeowners, if your lender has gone out of business or sold your transaction to another lender or servicer, you may be the victim of a wrongful foreclosure resulting in the loss of your home. If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction's illegal issue and your property can be restored to you, and your foreclosure can be stopped or reversed and the mortgage transaction declared unenforceable. State laws, U.S. title codes, the Uniform Commercial Codes, and U.S. Supreme Court rulings have upheld that defective mortgage documentations can reverse or stop foreclosures and enforce property title claims in favor of the homeowner. We are having successes in stopping the process of foreclosure, the enforcement of the foreclosure judgments, the sale of property, and evictions after the sale. We are not attorneys, and we don't give legal advice. We are a professional team of legal researchers, providing forensic mortgage audits and expert witnesses. We have the knowledge to produce the evidence and enforce laws regarding your legal issues. We've been in business for 12 years without a complaint. Consultations are free, and we provide a free title search to confirm if your mortgage has legal defects. Please call 855-253-3748. 855-2 today.
You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network.